Hard to believe, but Shell Rotella Super Rigs. Hard to believe, but Shell Rotella Super Rigs is here. If I can get the name right, Dave Waterman. I got that name right. Is joining us right now from Shell. Dave, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, Eric. Hey, but you're absolutely right. It is big.
It is big.
It's easy to miss that up. Big and rig.
It is big. Absolutely big. In fact, this will be the biggest. Every year it gets bigger. In fact, and we're at White's, and you're already out there. Is that
yeah,
right?
I got in today, and you know, we had some weather, but I think the weather just came in early, just to wash down the lot a little bit, to you know, make it nice and clean and presentable to the trucks that are gonna come show their beauty.
Give us some history on this event.
Well, this is our 36th year. It started off really just as a marketing activity for Shell to go out and identify with the trucking community. And they'd go up and knock on windows and truck stops and say, hey, you know, can we take a picture of your truck? Tell us a little bit about your story. And it morphed into where, you know, it's paying homage to the whole industry by holding this event and letting the guys come out and gals and show off their creations and tell us a little bit about what their vision was when they created it. And then, of course, is the bucket list part of it, that they all want a place in that calendar. And the calendar really has turned into somewhat of an iconic vehicle for the trucking industry. You know, they all want to have a chance to show it off in big, bold print that, you know, they'll hold on to for years.
You know, and it's great. We have, in fact, the Shell Rotella Super Rigs calendar for 2018 here in our studio break room. And it's really great to see those and be reminded of those trucks from last year that were competing in Tulsa, and now we're going to be at White's Travel Center, and this is in Raphine, Virginia, for drivers who don't know. Beautiful part of the Shenandoah Valley.
Yeah, it's I-81, and I drove it in today from Dulles, and talk about truck central. You know, that everywhere on I-81, it was just bumper-to-bumper truckers, and, you know, they're going about their business, but I didn't realize it was such a busy trucking thoroughfare.
Yeah, it is, and we want all the drivers in that region to come out and share a few days with us. You know, the one thing about this show, too, is because it's about working trucks, it is we do know that you may have a load to take or a load to pick up, and so you're free to come and go as you need to, but we welcome you to stay all 3 days, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We'll be judging throughout the day, Thursday and Friday, and then up until roughly noon or so on Saturday. And then we're going to be handing out thousands and thousands of dollars in cash and prizes, Dave.
No, absolutely. We have the scavenger hunt coming back this year where, you know, people, because it's a big event for the local community, too, to see these, you know, beautiful trucks up close and personal. And, you know, the families of the truckers. So we give them like a bingo-type card, and we ask them to circulate around, collect some stickers from either the truckers or the vendors on site. And if they complete the bingo card, they'll drop it in, and we'll have the scavenger hunt. And there's some really great prizes that they can walk away with as well. So it's really something for everyone.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Now, doing things a little bit different this year, Lights, it's going to be on Thursday night. Is that correct?
That's correct. Thursday night, Jane Dunham, you know, music sensation from Australia, is going to be in, and she's going to do a concert Thursday night. We're going to have the light competition, which you're going to be an active part in, driving around and just taking in all the lights and trying to find the best. And then we'll have fireworks at the culmination of that. And then on Friday, we're going to do the truck parade. It's about 20-some-odd miles down the road to Lexington. The city's been gracious enough to open up the streets to us, and we'll bring the trucks down there. They'll park. It'll be a street festival like we've done in Joplin in years past. And there'll be a concert with Tony Justice downtown. And, again, the locals are going to come out and appreciate these great works.
Yeah, it's really great. And we want to let drivers know you get a really, really cool little gift package from Shell, some great products from the Shell product line just for entering, right?
Yeah, it's probably, you know, $100 or better worth of, you know, prizes that we give out in the goodie bag alone. But there's all kinds of stuff they're going to pick up along the way. You know, there's a lot of vendors out there that will have their little freebies or good deals for, you know, trucking-related materials. And actually not just trucking-related. It could be just about anything, you know, that they might encounter in their daily lives. So, you know, it's going to be fun and I think rewarding to everyone.
Yeah, it's really great. Now, if they haven't done so, can they still register online?
Absolutely. Right up until Thursday, you know, we'll take the registrations online. We close the registrations down at the end of day on Friday, so that way anyone that still wants to be judged, there'll be some time, because it's a shortened judging time on Saturday. We've got to close it down around 11:30 so that we can feed everyone, do the scavenger hunt drawings, and give you guys a chance to, you know, total up all the points and figure out who's going to win what category.
All right. So we're talking this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. White's Travel Center in Raphine, Virginia. Anything else you want to share with us, Dave, before we get to it?
Exit 205, right off I-81, I-64. It's beautiful Shenandoah Valley. The weather has changed for us. It looks like it's actually going to be highs of, you know, the 80s. The rain chance, it's going to be a little bit more tomorrow, but it looks like the rest of the week it's pretty good. So I think this is going to be a super rigs to remember.
Awesome. Can't wait. And by the way, thank you to the folks at White's Travel Center. They've gone above and beyond, I mean, leading up to this event. Bobby and his crew, they're so great out there. They work really hard for not only the trucking community, but their community right there as well. And they do a really great job every day. And we want to thank them for making room for us, because they've just opened the doors and they're going to make it really big. And it's going to be great. So can't wait to be there. Dave Waterman from Shell, the 36th annual Shell Rotella Super Rigs. You know, this will be my 18th year, which means that I will have judged half of Super Rigs events. That's a pretty big honor for me.
No, it's an honor to us to have you on the team. It's been fun, and you guys work your backsides off. It's, you know, people think it's, oh, you're just judges. What do you do? You stand out there in the heat, you know, nonstop, trying to give everyone a fair chance at winning. So, you know, hats off to you and Jamie, Steve, and Cliff. You know, you really go above and beyond for the trucking community.
Well, it's a lot of fun, and we learn a lot from the drivers, so we can't wait to be there. Go to Rotella.com for more. You can find out more about Super Rigs. And also, I know they have it at the White's Travel Center website. They can go there as well for more information, right?
Absolutely.
Great. Dave Waterman from Shell. We will see you at Super Rigs, my friend. Thank
Dave
you.
Travels, my friend.
All right.
Red Eye Radio.